Even men at the top of their game find themselves wanting more from life. Whether it's more meaning, unshakable confidence, a bigger impact, more money, deeper love, a hotter sex life, or a powerful legacy. Find out how good your life can be on this episode of Man Alive. Also, as I've supported men in their love and work lives for 15 years now, many men have asked me for the right words to say to be more attractive, desirable, and more of a leader. And I've found it's not so simple as giving scripts or lines. Because at the root of a connected and affectionate relationship and being more effective and inspiring at work is your ability to influence others. But most often, influence is not gained or lost with words. It's from what I call the invisible factors. So I created a quick guide for you called 3 Ways Men Lose Influence at Work and with Women, so you can understand how these invisible factors work and what has women and colleagues both more inspired to say yes. I think you're also going to be surprised to find out the moment when your influence actually begins. So grab the guide for free at shaynajamescoaching.com/3ways. That's shaynajamescoaching.com/3 and the word ways, W-A-Y-S. Or you can text ALIVE to 44144. That's the word ALIVE, A-L-I-V-E, to 44144. I hope you enjoy the guide and this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of Man Alive. I'm Shayna James, your host. I'm happy to be here today with Joe Bernstein. Joe, welcome.
Thanks, Shayna. How are you doing? I'm just looking at you and enjoying yourself and enjoying your energy already just in the beginning here.
Thank you. Happy to have you here. Joe is, well, actually, I don't usually do this first, but I'm going to just give a little short bio and then I'll tell you the interesting topic we're going to cover today. So Joe is an amazing men's coach and usually coaches men who are successful business owners, executives in tech, leaders, creatives, and entrepreneurs. And Joe and I have known each other for a couple years. And part of what I love about Joe is that there's a depth and there's a kind of masculine love that comes through you. Like there's a ferocity in you of, you know, you are going to serve people and you are going to go, you're willing to go to the depths and you're willing to do whatever it takes. And I feel your heart so much. So I really appreciate that about you. And I'll let you introduce yourself a little bit more too, but I want to say that the topic we're going to cover today feels, this morning I was thinking about it a little bit like the Holy Grail, because Joe has put together, for those of you who know EI or emotional intelligence, Joe has put together what he calls EI cubed. So it's emotional intelligence, energetic intelligence, and erotic intelligence. And, you know, works with these three intelligences with men to really support them to have a better life. So why don't you introduce yourself a little bit and tell us, how did you come to this topic or this way of seeing what men need?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for saying that. You know, I like to feel, I've done a lot of work to bring the depth of a strong masculine energy, but so much, especially in the last few years, I've learned that our power is really coming from love and liberation. Yes. And connecting on that deeper level. So it feels good to be acknowledged that way by you. So, you know, what I do is I do work with men. I've worked with men on anything from more connection and love in their relationships to more success in dating life. And I started out doing a lot of health and wellness, actually training psychology, because my journey included growing up obese and losing over 160 pounds and keeping it off for, gosh, 6-7 years now. And going through a major divorce at 31 that changed my whole world and changing careers because I was so inspired to coach people after I'd made a bunch of change. So when I look back, I realized that so much of the work that I needed to do on myself to transform my social life, my love life, my sex life, my physical health, to keep the weight off, if you will, has been a work in emotions, work in understanding how to manage and feel and connect to my own and the energy of other people. Yeah. And really ultimately how to live a full life that's connected to aliveness and connected to the feeling of being in this world and appreciating all the depths of it. And that is really, in many ways, the definition of Eros, or like erotic.
That is like erotic energy, that it doesn't just have to be in the bedroom, right?
Exactly. And that's a big thing I want to share. You know, I went through all these transformations, and then I co-created what I thought was a very good relationship for a long while, several years. And that last year ended. Mm-hmm. And I had all these masculine scripts about what was going to happen in my life.
Yeah, I remember you were scared to end it. Is there going to be someone else? Even though you were really saying to me, this, you know, it's not meeting the picture I have for growing together and deepening together and all of these things. But you went through that fear.
And that's what our clients, I think, are doing a lot. They're going, all right, I want something more than what I have, but I've got to take all this risk, and I don't know how to do it alone, right? So I was finding Is it worth it? And I was finding myself in this position of going, you know, I want to take this big risk and go for something bigger that meets the vision of my life today that I have for the future and my family. And I thought I was like going to get single and be free and like, I'm going to like work hard and crush my business, and get out there, and get laid left and right. Like, these were still in me. There was a longing for these things. There is something that feels good about some of those type A masculine, like go get it energy.
And the freedoms. Yes.
And what happened was I ended the relationship. I moved, and I was so much more connected to myself that I felt like, wow, actually these energies aren't in me. These are all ideas. What I really want is to get grounded. What I really want is to do more work on my heart and open it more and to connect to my spirit and just get more depth in my life and to grieve.
Yeah.
I had to allow myself to grieve. And what happened was it created this deeper connection to joy and aliveness and family and to just my sense of being. So I did a lot of work.
Grieving. And I guess I just don't want to jump over to the part of like grieving brought you access to joy. But in the grieving itself that you allowed, which I have a lot of admiration for, right? Maybe a little snippet of what that was like. Because I think a lot of men can just be like, men, women, both, we can talk about how we get through something. And then I think it's a little bit of a false picture.
Right. This is complex for me. I do a lot of like rites of passage and leadership development work with Mankind Project. And one of the things I get is I get leadership mentors, and I kept hearing often that my capacity to do all the process and to help men with their mindset and emotion was like brilliant, but I wouldn't connect with as many men. People wouldn't follow as much because there was a little bit of a lacking of depth in spirituality, a lacking of depth in more embodiment of some of the emotions we try and avoid. I was very quick to be like, all right, you had this problem, so let's go ahead and figure out the silver lining and race towards like growth and transformation.
Yes.
And that's not always right for everyone. And so I kept getting this feedback. So I thought to myself, well, if I'm feeling the need to be more grounded, I'm not feeling the energy of this powerful libido and this desire to go make more money, then what do I need? So I did. I relied on that leadership and that feedback, and I allowed myself to grieve. And what that looked like was days where I didn't have a bunch of clients, where I let myself like walk in the woods and cry. And I started doing more plant medicines and having ayahuasca ceremonies where it was just like it didn't matter. I had no choice. My body was just going to emote and let out grief and feel in a new way. There was an allowance, a connection.
Yeah.
I challenged myself to like spend time with sadder literature or sad music, and to go to various spiritual experiences, like even just going to a Universalist, you know, Sunday church session, and going to synagogue again, and like seeing how much is related to gratitude, but also grief and joy and connection, and just allowing these things to be felt. So that
I appreciate you going there, because you know, to me, it's like, all right, if we're going to talk about emotional intelligence, right, we have to talk about, you know, that there are phases in life where grieving is important. And if we try to rush it or we try to jump out of it, it can really, you know, come back and bite us in the ass later. So I appreciate you being vulnerable about that part of your journey too.
Yeah. No, thank you. And you know, I also think that when it comes to love, when love has fractured, love is separated, we don't have what we want. Even if you're in a relationship, you don't have what you want. It is time to look at the ways that we have been maybe betrayed or wounded or hurt or devalued or put on a pedestal, and look at them and not just process them in the mindset, but to feel them.
Yes.
So that's been one of my coaches has challenged me a lot to like go back to the things that you bypassed when you were 19, when you were 20, when you were young and still learning about love.
Yep.
And feeling.
Feel them.
And actually allow yourself to feel them, because we do so much, especially all of us, but I think especially as men, is avoiding feeling pain and avoiding feeling sadness, and expansion into growth and expansion into love and joy. It actually comes when we can touch those things easier, right? Yes. I know you know.
Is that part of your emotional intelligence, the foundation of that, would you say?
It is. It is. So, you know, when we talk about emotional intelligence, I want to reframe it a little bit. Intelligence is the buzzword. Mm-hmm. I feel like these are more about maturities.
Yeah, nice.
Emotional maturity, energetic maturity, erotic maturity in many ways.
I love that. That feels good.
It's a lot about allowing ourselves to grow deeper and to grow wiser with these things. So in all of it, but especially emotional intelligence, it can't just be about reading other people, and it can't just be about knowing what to say to make people think you're compassionate.
I love that, to make people think you're compassionate versus actually being compassionate.
Well, you know, it's like there's a lot of emotional intelligence is driven by industry and leadership development. And so much of it is like, how do I have my employees feel X or Y, mm-hmm. as opposed to actually feeling it myself so it's natural.
Yeah.
So there is. There's this need to be able to feel all the emotions and to access them. And we're not trained or taught to do it. In fact, most of us, I think men and women, are taught the opposite. Mm-hmm. We're taught to repress them.
Yeah.
It's why did I lean into erotic intelligence recently? So I did start dating again, and I did start dating from a perspective of, I'm just showing up as who I am, no performance.
Uh-huh.
I want to be in this space of feeling in my intuition, feeling in my gut, feeling in my body, the woman in front of me.
How did that look different from how you were dating in the past without performance? No.
After my divorce, I was so interested in like the psychological side of dating and relationship and attraction. And so I learned a lot of information and I learned a lot of skill and I applied it. And that was a game changer. I'm not going to like poo-poo that level of development. That was huge.
Like about attraction and what has women tend to be more attracted and how to turn someone on or how to ignite something, like those kinds of psychological.
Yeah.
Teachings.
I think they're important, but the last time I was dating, it was more about, you know, I wanted to get it right.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get it right. And I wanted to win and succeed. And this time around, I'm like, I'm looking for the life partner. I'm looking for the amazing, sensual, intelligent, spiritual, badass woman that'll raise amazing humans with me.
Yeah.
And so it can't be about a performance.
It can't be about trying to get it right. Because then, then there's just that facade of you that eventually you're exhausted. You're not receiving any love because it can't get through it. I mean, all of that is just
exhausting. So what it looked like was, there was no bone in my body that was trying to impress anyone.
Mm.
It was showing up as me. Showing up in the energy I'm in. I do all my stuff. I exercise and I meditate and I have affirmations and I kind of listen to either fun or sexier music before a date and stuff. There's stuff to get in the right energy.
Yeah.
I care about how I look, but at the same time, it was just go there, show up, have a good conversation, see what I feel in the presence of this person.
Mm, I love that. Okay. So a couple of things I'm realizing. I mean, one is it's not like then you're just going to go flop into a chair and be like, ugh, I don't really know. I'm not going to have any leadership or any, intention here, right?
There's
kind of middle ground.
A lot of intention.
Yeah.
A lot of intention of to be who I really am.
Yeah.
To speak what's true. To talk about the things that we often might avoid on a first date,
mm-hmm.
to lead the conversation, to lead it to a place of depth. I'm a person who likes depth and complexity, and I want to see if that's there early.
Yes.
But I also know this, on a first or second or third date, if it's not fun and flirty, then it's also going to suck too. Like, that's not going to be the, so it is, it's kind of like
that. So all the elements are still there.
Yeah.
It's not a show and it's not trying to impress and it's not coming from that place.
Right. Do I want to lean in closer and touch her because I feel that, or do I want to lean in closer and touch her because I'm supposed to, you know, like that's the key stuff there. So long story short, I've connected with an amazing partner. We've been together a little over 6 months now, and she recently sent me a podcast. Esther Perel was being interviewed by Krista Tippett on Being.
Nice.
And it was amazing because she shared about the roots of her research and how she really started in working to understand trauma of migrants. And that what brought her closer to her work around eroticism and sexuality and love was actually looking at what has people feeling alive after trauma and what has people just living.
Interesting.
Right? And so it was so fascinating to me, and it helped me connect these dots of like a lot of what I do, you do, we do, it's about helping people feel more aliveness and actually express more aliveness.
That's man alive.
Yeah, man alive, exactly. so that they're more magnetic.
Yeah.
Leadership is easy when you're magnetic in your life.
Right, without efforting or trying to impress. I mean, I actually had a women's gathering last night with a woman teacher who I brought, you know, I wanted other people to meet. And the comment was like, most people were like, I don't even know why I'm here. But so I just, you know, they felt something in her. And even when they left, they were like, there's just something about her, right? And so that happens with both men and women both. And I would imagine with your erotic, emotional, and energetic maturity, right? There is a way that, you know, an embodied, centered man who's mature in these ways, like there's not a lot you have to do.
Yeah. No, it's right. That's right. Exactly. It's about how you feel to yourself and to others, and about how you show up as, you know, grounded and present with people, no matter what's happening.
Yeah.
And can you feel your joy, and can you show it, right?
Okay. And we're using the word feel a lot, which, you know, cause that's part of this.
Right.
So I'm curious to, you know, for men who are like, whoa, that is more feminine, or whoa, I don't even know how to feel as much, right? What do you do with your men to help them have that access?
Well, some of it is mindset. Some of it is intellect. It's massaging and convincing the mind of what's needed to go deeper and further in life. Mm. I mean, a bottom line is emotion creates meaning. Huh. Share with me a meaningful experience in anyone's life that wasn't eliciting powerful emotions.
Yeah.
Right? So emotion creates all meaning. Mm. So if we want to be a good leader, a good lover, a good father, a good partner, if we want to have a powerful experience of life, actually just have to embrace that a lot of it is about feeling states. Mm. And it is so much about how do we feel to others. So we have to kind of get the mental junk out of our minds about how it's not okay to feel or be feeling oriented, being sense oriented, because then we're just walking through life blindly. So it is a little bit of like intellectual intervention at times, is having people remember great moments. Mm-hmm. What did it feel like? How do we create more connection to feeling? Very often with my clients, we're doing, at the beginning of a session, we're doing like a few breaths or a slight meditation. We're doing some body scans, asking them to show up with what's present in their emotion and their sensation right now. I often start sessions that way. Yeah. And you gotta train the head stuff out of people. So what happens is you ask the average person today, not just men, oh, what are you feeling? They tell you what they're thinking.
Right. I think something.
Or like, how are you feeling today? Well, you know, this morning was really busy.
Right.
I had a meeting and my boss was late, but then he told someone else they were in trouble because they were late. I'm like, okay, what are you feeling? Mm-hmm. How do you feel? So it is a lot of being very actually masculine and bringing people back. Thank you for telling me what you've been thinking and what you've been doing. What are you feeling right
now? What are you feeling?
And sometimes, you know, there's not access. So you have to go do homework. Like, okay, every morning, set a timer and sit and just close your eyes and feel what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, next time you're talking to your wife, sit and feel and see what's going on. I assign people a lot of mindfulness work, gratitude work, Mm-hmm. I assign people, since I came through the world of wellness and eating psychology, so much can be done with mindful eating practices.
Uh-huh.
So much can be done with just telling people to like do little things like, okay, next time you go to a restaurant and you're looking at the menu, don't pick with your head, pick with your body. Like when you read a menu item and you like feel, ooh, I want that.
Yes.
That's what you choose. You don't think about like what's the right choice. So there's a lot of little things. Walk into a room, you know, little things. Walk into a room and actually feel what's happening. See what's happening. Look at other people. Make up little stories about what's going on in their world, their energy.
Right. And then see if you can actually feel it in your own body.
Yeah. Now, if you want, I mean, I literally have lists of practices for like days.
Why don't you pick one? Because then I want to go on to the energetic piece that we haven't really touched on yet.
Yeah, and all of these have crossover. I mean, they're like the emotional, energetic, and erotic, they're kind of all this big stew, if you will. I don't think there's clear lines between
them. Okay, great.
But if I was going to say, ooh, I like this a lot. So a lot of men today seem to be getting healthier. Have you noticed that? Like it seems to be a big trend that a lot of the people in like Silicon Valley and the world of startup and CEOs, it's like what I call the Dave Asprey and Tim Ferriss effect.
Yeah.
Like we want to get healthier now. So often I will say a great practice is to do what would traditionally be considered masculine physical activity, but also more feminine too.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just go lift weights. Maybe also do some yoga. You know, don't just go do high intensity interval training. Maybe go learn to dance, right? Yeah. So like have a real balance in your physical activity helps to really create more of that energetic and emotional intelligence. Because believe it or not, I use a lot of physical challenge to elicit emotion.
I love that. I love that. And I love that there's a difference too between, you know, I often say like being embodied is not just being an athlete, right? It's being aware of your sensations in your body and your emotions in your body. So I'm appreciating that you're bringing in these other often slower and a little more where there's presence as opposed to just, okay, let me, you know, get the best time or do the most reps or build that muscle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think that's really important and is to actually connect more with our bodies and to challenge our bodies to do things we don't normally do, to push it really hard, but also to allow it to do softer movements and things. And that actually elicits emotion. When I tell a guy who's been doing a lot of more masculine stuff, like, okay, go to a yoga class, he is going to have emotions about that. He's going to have emotions while he's there. And he's going to feel weird. And then we go and we process that afterwards, mm-hmm. right? So there is this like, take it out of the world. And then we do have to process it. We do have to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
And that creates the intelligence.
Great. I love that. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the energetic maturity or intelligence. How do you work with that? What is it?
Yeah. So this is very much that. So I work with that in a few ways. One is just let's do an energy audit. But not for your home, but for your life.
Hmm.
Like literally, if you guys want to do something great, if you're listening, take a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle of it, and make a list of things that help you create energy and things that deplete your energy.
Oh, I love that.
And that's going to be food, and it's going to be movement, but it's also going to be people, and it's going to be situations, and it's going to be media content, it's going to be music. You want to be very aware of the things that are depleting you and leaking your energy and the things that bring you energy.
Yeah.
So that's really important and try and do stuff on the bring you energy side more often. Again, through food and body, this is very important. A lot of people are disconnected with how food impacts their energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do a lot with like, cool, check it out for 2 weeks, no caffeine, no sugar, and let's see how you feel.
And see what happens.
Monitor your energy.
That'll bring up some emotions.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, first of all, the conversations like, no, I can't do that. And then we have the conversation about, are you that, like, do you really see yourself as that fragile that you couldn't go 2 weeks without coffee?
Right.
So things like that. Take away the stuff that often creates false energy and see how you feel.
Interesting. Okay. And is there a part of... Are there different parts of this? Because when I was first imagining energetic maturity, I was thinking of, the fact that, right, when you touch someone, you can kind of just touch with your physical body, but you could also touch with the energetic body that moves through you. Do you talk about that piece as well?
Oh yeah. But so here's the thing. If I'm disembodied, I can't really connect with myself. And right. if I can't connect with myself, I really can't connect on an energetic level with another human or an erotic level with another human. Well, I can go through the motions, but it's going to be all head stuff.
Oh God. And the motion, that's just, it's painful when it's just motions.
Right. Now I'm glad you said that, because I do so much. So to use me as an example again, like I do so much to work on my body and my energy and my emotions and the feeling of Eros, that like that was one of the biggest compliments I got with my new love.
Mm-hmm.
Partners, the first time we even made out, she was like, oh my God, the moment you touched me, it felt wildly different.
Yes.
And that was very important for me, because that is another practice. If you are partnered, if you're dating, I learned this many years ago, and it took a long time to actually develop myself to be able to do it, which is to touch another person, like romantically, sexually, but for your own pleasure, not to impress them or just to escalate, to really feel how good it feels to touch another human.
Ooh, I love, and that brings together, right?
The erotic
erotic piece exactly. with the energetic piece, with also the emotional piece, because you're actually, you know, you have to be able to feel that in yourself. If your body, like you said, if your body's not awake, if you're not aware of your body, you're not going to be moving energy through your body to someone else's body. So they all come into play there.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really, really valuable, is to actually call out what you feel and call out your energy. But we have to create the channel. We have to create the space in our body to feel this stuff.
Yeah.
First and foremost. Again, there's so many things we can do, but that would be one, you know, we can keep going from there, but there's so many ideas on how to make it work.
Well, what do you, cause I've been asking you a lot of questions throughout and kind of going on all different tangents. What do you really want men to know about these three maturities and intelligences?
Right. Right. So bottom line, they are part of the gateway to creating more, whether it be leadership or love, or whether it be creating more connection. Ultimately, I think we're on this earth. You know, there's that Joseph Campbell quote, most people think they're searching for the meaning of life, but really they're all just searching for the feeling of being alive.
Ooh.
And I truly, powerfully live through that. I don't think we need all the status or the money or the possessions. If we're feeling aliveness in our relationships with our kids, our family members, you know, with in our work, if we're feeling a sense of aliveness and excitement with our work, then we don't need all this other stuff. And guess what? The other stuff comes as a reward, because the universe provides when we're like feeling alive and we're expressing ourselves. So really, I think that's it. So many of the tactics and tools and trainings, if we're not developing and creating more maturity in a way the way we process emotion and feel emotion, the way we feel our own energy and other people's energy, if we're not connecting to our sensuality and living a full life, or we're experiencing all the great juicy stuff there is out there, then like, more of the other stuff that we've been taught to strive for isn't going to get us that much.
No.
Right?
No.
You can feel and experience a lot more with less when you're awake and alive and fully in your Eros, right?
Yeah.
So that's the bottom line. The bottom line is that, like, what's the point unless we get more out of it and feel more out of it?
Hmm.
So that's what I want to say. I'm also curious too. I really want, you know, your take. I think you saw, I wrote about this and I put it on Facebook, and your comment, I think, was just like the most enthusiastic, like, yes, or like, hell yes, as ever. So I'd really be interested. I believe this is a lot of what you do, is you help men wake up around these energy, these three pillars of life too,
right? Yeah.
What do you want men to know about it?
Oh, that's a good question. Thanks. I mean, I think what I want men to know is, you know, part of what you said before too, it's like going back to your story of not needing to prove anything and not needing to impress, then there starts to be access to these deeper places, right? What do I actually want? What do I actually need? How do I actually communicate that? Mm. You know, oh, I can co-create a really beautiful experience with a woman or, you know, a sexual partner through being energetically attuned and paying attention, and then also, but not losing myself, right? So part of what I love about these three pillars is, to me, it's like, all right, how do I as a man, sounds funny, how does a man, come into himself, inhabit himself more fully, which is kind of a buzzword, but it's like, oh, right, how do I feel, not just think about life? How do I feel even beyond just emotions and sensations, expanding into the energetic realms? You know, the more, and I think you're doing a lot of spiritual practices too, the more I do, the more I meditate, the more I'm aware of, I'm like, whoa, there are these kind of secret, mysterious realms under there. And when we're not so busy, thinking, achieving, right? All of these things actually start to come online, and then the intimacy becomes more rich. And the, you know, I like that quote about aliveness, but also things do become more meaningful. Yeah. And we feel more alive. So I don't know if that exactly answered your question, but they, when I read your article, I was like, wow, these really do feel foundational. Mm-hmm. And they relate to a lot of what I work with, which is those invisible influences. Like, how do we actually influence each other without even knowing it sometimes?
Yes. You know,
and beyond the words we speak or the thoughts we have.
Yeah. So, you know, what comes up for me around that, I'll share. I know we probably have to watch time.
Yeah. We're almost getting to wrap up. So I want to hear more.
I get a lot of people who work with me because they've tried all kinds of diets and exercise programs and all these systems, and they've filled their mind with information. They've read all the books when it comes to the health and wellness side.
Yes.
And same thing when it comes to the love and dating side. It's like they've read the relationship books. They've read the dating books. They've done the dating coach stuff. But the way they show up in their life, they're not getting the results they want or the outcomes they want.
Yes.
So to me, it's so much about how we're doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. That's what leads to the real change. It's not just, are we doing the steps?
Yes.
And that's something that very few books are going to put that in, because then they're not going to sell their 12-step system, right?
Right. Or they can put it in, but how many of us actually do the steps when we're reading a book? I mean,
and also we need someone to like challenge us to see it differently.
Yep.
So often what I'm doing with people is like, we're unconditioning that how, right? There's these stages of skill acquisition or development where eventually you want to get to an unconscious competence in anything.
Yes.
And when we're thinking about all the steps and the details, we're not intuitive and we're not coming from the right energy. So much of it is just reconditioning and figuring out, where am I coming from?
Yes.
What's my attitude? What's my mindset? What's my energy when I move into this? And then we start to see the results, whether it be around love and relationship, whether it be around body. There's so much of just like, it's not just the dose makes the poison or the dose makes the medicine, but like, who created the dose and how'd they make it? And like, what are the ingredients? And so I know I'm going out into metaphor land, but.
Well, all right. So why don't we wrap it up with, what's the one last thing that you want for men, right? That, you know, maybe involves these three pillars and how they can live their lives, but maybe even more so, because you have a really good take on what's possible. And I think sometimes men don't even know what's possible. It's hard for me to describe sometimes, like, oh, these are the incredible things that are going to happen, when they haven't tasted them. So anything on that?
You know, I want our world, my mission is to have a world that's more expressed and more connected to love and freedom. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my life, well, a lot of my transformational journey and my original career, I thought it was about empowerment. And it's not necessarily about power. It's about feeling love. It's about feeling connection. It's about feeling liberated to be who I want to be. So that's what I want, is I want people to be able to feel life and to be able to walk through the world with joy, but also with grief, and be able to actually experience both. I want people to have beautiful relationships where they're loving and they're sensual and they're connected. Ultimately, I want a better world. And so I want people being more alive and more in tune and less dominating of each other, so that we can all feel more free. And I think that actually a lot of people I work with are privilege, you know, white men with some access to income and some privilege. And when we as middle class or upper class, like white men, feel more aliveness and liberation, we start to transfer power back to others. We're not so threatened to give it up.
Yes.
So I want a world where everyone has more access to what they want in this life. And it's not just a few people holding on. Mm-hmm. So to me, the key to that is a lot of men who've had power and privilege to actually be able to get what they want from those things.
Yes.
Right now we have them, but we feel powerless and we don't feel safe and we don't feel a lot of love. So I just want us to reap the benefits of all that we've been handed.
Thank you.
And that to me comes through these maturities or these intelligences.
Yeah. Thank you. And I appreciate you bringing it back to the aliveness. That's not just, oh, I need to be happier. Oh, I need to be this, you know, stereotypically powerful man, right? The aliveness comes. And as a woman, I will say, and there are times if I see a man walking down the street and he is in deep feeling or, you know, he's crying or like that to me is actually more interesting these days than just someone who's happy go lucky and, you know, hey, how's it going? Right. So the aliveness that comes when we're actually willing to embrace all of it, all of the emotions, and then tap into this energetic and erotic energy.
Yeah. Let's all reconnect with our humanity and have better lives.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today. And thank you for being you.
Thank you for being you and having this great platform and having me on it. I'm so grateful. I feel so happy right now.
Good. I'm glad. I'm so glad you joined us for today's episode of Man Alive. I hope it gives you a sense of what's possible and how good your life can be. If you like what you heard, I'd be so grateful for you to subscribe to Man Alive and write a quick review that helps men like you find us. And again, head over to shanajamescoaching.com/manalive to get outtakes, videos, and raw footage I only share there. These are some of the most interesting parts of these expert conversations. You can also grab your copy of The Unknown Power to accelerate your career and solidify your confidence with women, because the two are related, and I know you don't have to settle for one or the other. Join us each week for a new episode of Man Alive.